Back here on WWL Sports Talk Special Edition, we are breaking down minicamp, and on the last day of minicamp, we got to hear from the main man himself, Tyler Shuck. Didn't get to play that audio yesterday, wanted to get into it. Our WWL Soundbank, brought to you by First American. Want to hear from Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck and what he had to say going into the summer break as we get ready for training camp next month.
Tyler, what is I don't even think you got any starts with him under your belt last year, but having Eric just like back in the mix, healthy, like what does he do for you guys offensively?
I mean, I think he just adds that extra veteran element where he's seen a lot of football. He's been great for me because him and I, even though we didn't get to play together, we were around each other every single day, going to O-line dinners, and I mean, we had our son born within 24 hours of each other, so we were at the hospital together, and you know, I love him, so he's been great for me just to be able to learn and talk with him. I think they, for the whole O-line group, I think it's kind of just that solidified position.
Yeah, especially for a guy, I mean, this is like going to be, I think, year 9 for him or year 8, something like that. I mean, that, I imagine it's got to help you just being a young kid. Yeah. Not a lot of starts anybody.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a trust element for sure. And whatever he's calling, unless there's something drastic that I can override, I trust him fully and implicitly. And it makes a lot of fun, too, when we're all on the same page.
So I'm happy to have Cam Jordan back. He said you were pestering him a lot.
Yeah.
Told a lot of stories and he's pestered him a lot.
Yeah, we were texting all throughout the offseason. I don't know who was pestering who. He was sending me some stuff and all his derby days and all the things that he was doing. And I could tell just he wants to be here. He understands this is his place. This is his home. And he's been such a great leader and influence for me. Being from the same hometown, who he is as a person, his impact in the community. And I can't be more happy to have him back because he just brings that element for this team that you can't explain.
Tyler, how does the offseason training transfer to this company?
The offseason what?
Training.
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing. I've been able to put on 6 pounds of muscle, been able to drop my body fat. You're getting the whole offseason underneath your belt. And I just feel comfortable. You know, obviously there's new things every single day from an install perspective, but it's more review and how can we kind of get on the same page with all these new guys. You know, that's going to be the challenge going into training camp is that sense of urgency with Olave, with Tyson, with Vele, with Polk, and all of our guys, and how can we just kind of take it to the next level.
Even though Jordan's been, kind of sidelined most of the time, how have you built up chemistry so far?
Yeah, I mean, we're hanging out probably every other day. He's a young 21-year-old. I remember being the same age a few years back, and just we're hanging out, watching movies. We're watching the NBA Finals together. We're coming over, having food together. He's such a great guy, and being able to just, whether it's getting Joe's, going through walkthroughs together. So, I mean, he's jumped in even in these walkthroughs, and he's hasn't messed a missed a play up, missed a beat. He's super smart, and obviously he's ready to go. He's gonna be firing on all cylinders. So I can't wait to get going with him.
What's next up for you this offseason? I mean, you got a 6-week break pretty much. What do you want to work on?
Mm-hmm. I'll be in Oregon, and then I'll be in San Diego. Drew's kind of helping set up our QB wide receiver throwing retreat, so we're getting all the guys to come down there and being able to just work and bond together. And then for me, it's just kind of continuing to study the playbook and then just put my feet and my eyes in the right position. You know, that's my whole focus. And right now, this OTA phase, you're not necessarily getting full speed padded reps, but you're installing all these new plays, making sure we're getting everything right. I think we've done a really good job of that as a team, and we've gotten closer. That's kind of the main thing. We just highlighted in the team meeting room all the fun things that we've done this whole offseason, and this is probably the tightest bunch that all of us have been around.
When it comes to July, you're just talking about your personality. That's the thing that's showing up the most here since last year to this year. What is examples of that, your personality?
Who I am in media is who I am. I'm not ever like that every single day in the locker room. I'm interacting with all the guys. I like to have fun. I'm super outgoing. I think this is a tough business. There's a lot of scrutiny. There's a lot of day-to-day elements of it. It's a long season. You have to have fun coming into work here. It's all in God's hands anyways, and it's everything that we're doing was for his glory. It's for this purpose of we're trying to get better. So I think that's the biggest thing is that we've all bonded. We've all had a lot of fun, and Jawan's been the big influence of that for sure.
Tyler, just to get all the wide receivers
How challenging has it been? Sorry, you're in the back.
I know. How challenging has it been to build the chemistry with all the new wide receivers?
Yeah, I mean, it's an ongoing process. I don't think it's been challenging per se, just because they do such a great job of studying and you just understanding, how they they move and how they move on the field, but that just comes with time. But they've done a great job of it. We're going to continue to do that.
Tyler, with you, Coach Moore, and just all the coaches being here for going into year two now, how has that continuity helped this offseason?
I think it's everything. I think being able to sit down and review previous film instead of, you know, years past where you can evaluate yourself, you know, maybe we change this footwork on this play, or maybe we add an element on this play that we hadn't had before. So it makes it a lot more engaging that way. And then also, I also know some of the things I can continue to work on. You know, I've only played half a season, and, you know, I have a long way to go when it comes to development-wise, and I'm really excited to kind of keep going.
Do you think you're confident in yourself as a quarterback in this league? Increased a bit, and that's helped you prepare more this offseason?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's all, it comes down to my preparation, my routine, knowing that there's going to be ups and downs, and how do I stick to it and be the same person every single day. That's my whole goal, and I'm going to do everything I can to make us better.
This might be a dumb question, but you guys spent a lot of time in shotgun last year, so something like 75% of the snaps. Mm-hmm. Was that maybe something that was related to, like, your comfort? Like, are you more comfortable in shotgun or under center? Does it really matter to you? Like, would that be something that y'all could do more of this year?
Yeah, I think I'm comfortable with both. I feel like we've done a good job of utilizing both. I think there's going to be elements of that, and, you know, as you're going to see on film this year, is us going under center, you know, using shotgun, and I think that's the whole goal, is to be balanced.
Tyler, probably not very common that a guy plays in three colleges and ends up with teammates in the NFL from all three schools. Like, in all seriousness, does that kind of make you like a bit of a chameleon in the locker room, having so many different experiences, being able to manage different personalities?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been able to learn over time just to be yourself, and in order to be a good leader, you have to serve others, and you have to develop those relationships, and at times I wasn't in the past, and at times, you know, you're going to have bad games, you're going to have a bad throw. How do you respond to it, and how do you respond when others have a bad day? And it's part of it, and being able to experience that through those years in college is everything. And, you know, Zach and I talk about it all the time, being from the same class, and what he's been able to learn from this point in the league, and we're both kind of, you know, I think really at peace mentally about our own journey and how can we kind of continue to get better.
Any fun plans?
The main thing is San Diego. I think going to there to work out with the guys, show on the beach. I was here in New Orleans this whole offseason at this point, so it'll be nice to get out of the heat for a little bit, but still come right back to it. And I think that's the main thing is not going too far, and then I'll be back a couple weeks early before camp to work with the guys.
Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck in our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American. And yeah, right at the end there, you heard him talking about heading out to San Diego, hooking up with Drew Brees and the rest of the wide receivers for a nice little throwing session. Like, I'm sure Saints fans are elated to hear that, obviously, going out, hang out with Drew Brees and get a little knowledge dumped on you.
Yeah, I think they're calling it a retreat. Passing retreat. Yeah, I don't know how much Drew is going to be involved in the session. I think he more so just helped set it up with, like, the location and transportation. I'm sure he'll pop in, but I don't think he's going to be out there throwing left-handed passes or anything. But no, it's good, and you have to you imagine Jordan Tyson will be involved. Like, that's my biggest question coming out of minicamp.
I think everybody's right.
Well, it's not even like what he's going to look like. I'm confident he's going to look like an elite football player, an elite athlete. What's the chemistry going to be like early in the season if they're not working together a lot, you know? And you know, everyone else has at least caught passes, like routes on air. He hasn't really done that. The only time he moved was at minicamp, and Tyler wasn't there. So this is a guy who is supposed to have a huge role immediately. He's the number 8 pick in the draft, and I just don't know what they look like together.
If he's running routes come July 28th in Metairie training camp, you're okay though, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Okay with this.
If it's not like on 2 days off, 1 day, right? Because there's a lot of wide receivers to incorporate in the mix. It's not going to be, hey, he's getting 10 targets a day, right? So this is where I think you could have just got to, like, even the routes on air, just running routes so Tyler can get a feel of how you run your route.
Didn't I think all he did since that rookie minicamp when he was everywhere, Is the 11-on-11 the helmetless 11-on-11
walkthrough?
Yeah,
walkthrough.
You know,
fielded some punts too.
He shagged punts, right?
He shagged some punts.
Shagged some punts. Jeff and I were talking about that.
I wasn't sure if shagging was the term. I know that's what it is in baseball. I guess it's in football too.
I used to shag golf balls on the range.
There you go. There you go. He, you know, and it was funny. We were talking about this on the sideline. Like, you watch the walkthrough, and guys are obviously going walkthrough speed, but you could tell that Jordan was just so eager to move around. That, you know, whatever you call walkthrough speed, he was probably going at like 1.5 of that. And like, he was really kind of getting in and out of his breaks. I think he just wants people to see, like, I can move, guys. I talked to Kristen Miller, who was in a similar situation. And I think generally speaking, this is true of a lot of these guys. It's like, Jordan wants to practice. He would desperately love to practice. Kristen wanted to get on the field. They held him out of rookie minicamp. They held him out of all three OTAs. He got on the field for the final two days of minicamp practice. And, you know, it's frustrating. Like, they're frustrated that they can't get out there and practice, but they do appreciate, like, the intentionality. It's not just being done randomly. Like, there is a plan for everyone. There's a ramp-up process, and they're following it, and they're trusting the team to take care of them. And so that's what it is. That's really what it is. I don't think it's them hiding an injury or anything like that. It's just, it's a process. They're being very intentional and deliberate with a lot of players. And he is a guy that has the injury history, and they're being 110% careful with it. Like, that's what it is.
I think it's like a starting barometer position. And I think I talked to you and Mike Dettillier about this, so my answer hasn't changed, but... Like, we could go and test these guys and see where they are and are they ready and do this and do that. And I feel like they're like, let's take this opportunity, start from scratch, give them our medical team, our rehab team, our, you know, Ted Raff, and say, all right, we're going to build from here. We're going to build up the hamstring. We're going to build up today. We're going to build to whatever. And then come late July, it'll still be a ramp up because you have 4 days for you even to put pads on. I just feel like they're utilizing this time to say, we're starting. I don't care where you were. It doesn't do me any good to test the knee and test the hamstring right now. What is that, you know, big deal? But we're going to build it up and then see where things are. That's just an opinion. I've had no, confirmation to that, but I feel like it's what they're doing.
What I'm curious about is how strict they're going to be on, like, what he's allowed to do when he's on his own. Right?
Yeah, you mean the next month and a half?
Yeah, he's got a month. These guys
don't run routes.
Well, these guys are expected to work on their own, right? Yeah. It's not like, hey, you disappear for 6 weeks and you come back and it's like you haven't done anything. You're just playing on the couch.
I don't know.
So I do wonder how specific their training, like the retreat, the passing retreat, like how active is he allowed to be? And because the team can't really enforce that. If he wants to go out there and run around, he could do it. It's his time. So we'll see. But that's what this team is. That they're deliberate in how they handle health and ramp ups, and we'll see if it helps when the season comes.
One thing I was definitely not anticipating, guys, when we were going into organized team activities and then mandatory minicamp, was the fact I was going to see like Ronnie Bell getting peppered with targets
and catching them all.
Oh yeah,
I think he had. I was talking
maybe
to
one
somebody.
Drop, right,
he had like 14 targets and he caught 13 of them or something like
Trey
that.
Trey Palmer, like each guy has a day.
Yeah,
and like, oh my God, it's Trey Palmer's day.
Yeah,
like, I hadn't seen
it. A lot of guys had days. Jalen Polk had a day.
Right, Jalen Polk had a day.
Trey Palmer had a day. Ronnie Bell has just been Zach Wilson's guy, really. And then the other day it was Bryce Lance's day.
Yeah,
so it is really interesting how that goes.